I welcome the 1.17 million euro funding committed today from Minister James Brown to Donegal for adaptation of social housing to be able to make it suitable for those that are disabled and indeed elderly, and also to be able to actually do private homes as well where people qualify for social housing. It's a very strong allocation, the fourth highest in the country after Dublin, Cork and Tipperary. But it's particularly important because as people's circumstances change over their lives and as people age, or indeed if people have a disability, it's important that their homes can be adapted to be able to meet their needs. And this enables the County Council to do that with their own social housing stock, and indeed to be able to support people to do it in their own homes as well. Thankfully, and new houses being built have a lot more in mind now for making sure that they're suitable for people as they grow older, and indeed suitable for accessibility as well. But existing and older stock doesn't and wasn't built with that in mind as much. So it's important that as people's needs change, that we're in a position to support them, and this funding allocation today will be very important in doing that.
And one key step in getting a house adapted to suit mobility needs is getting an occupational therapist to come out and to assess the home. And we've been experiencing quite a shortage of such therapists in Donegal especially. Is there supports going to be implemented to, I suppose, enable this funding to be used in the most effective way?
Yeah, I know there has been challenges recently, and it's something I've been engaging with the HSE in relation to, and I know the HSE are trying to address a number of recruitment challenges at the moment, because obviously the support of an occupational therapist is important in relation, particularly in relation to supports for those with a particular disability, and indeed for people who whose capacities have reduced as they age as well. So that's something that's going to be an important support alongside this, and there has been challenges recently which I know the HSE are working to address. All of these supports are really important in terms of making sure people have the backup they need, that they have the funding and able to actually adapt their house as needed, and also the support as well in terms of using equipment which can be funded under this as well. So overall, it's something the government is very much conscious of, and this funding commitment today is a reflection of that.
And if these changes are able to be implemented and people are able to be kept at home, that's going to take pressure off of the HSC and off of, I suppose, nursing home services as well. So it's a, I suppose, a win all round.
Yeah, Donegal has a very strong tradition of keeping people in a home, more so than other parts of the country, and less people in nursing homes, although that's a really, really important service and part of the service provision as well. But I know where people can, it's important that we can support them to be able to stay at home. Key to that is making sure that their homes are accessible and that they have the equipment that's needed. This funding today is going to be an important contribution to that for the year ahead.